What is your remembrance of him working on the set?
Oh, he was absolutely the cutest guy. You can't believe how much fun he was. And he tells such cute stories on himself. And there's so much downtime in a movie. You wait for the set to be finished, and you wait for them to light it, and you wait for your stand-in to go through all the rigmarole you'll have to go through, and all the walking and sitting and everything, and how that lights and how this lights and on and on. And then finally they call you in, and you do the part in 15, 20 minutes, depending on the retakes you have to make. And then you just sort of sit around and chit-chat and talk with each other. James Cagney used to tap dance. I mean, people did different things. So Jim and I were sitting up at the top of the stairs waiting to come down in Chumley's Rest Psychiatric Clinic. And he said to me, "You know how to touch your nose with your tongue?" And I said, "Well, of course not. Nobody can do that." And he said, "Can you kiss your elbow?" I said, "No, nobody can kiss their elbow." And he said, "Watch this." And he stuck his tongue out and touched his nose. I almost fainted. The director said, "What's going on up there? Quiet, quiet. What's going on?" We were hysterical. He was a nut. He would just do anything to sort of take up time and keep you upbeat. And he was so good to young people. Charlie Drake and I were having a great time with him. He was the young psychiatrist, my love interest in it.
And Harvey.
Yeah. He had no narcissism. He had no glitzy Hollywood attitude. You know, he was a true World War II hero. He flew, I guess, 30 missions or so. He was loved by everyone. He adored his wife. He tells a story when they had twin girls at the hospital. Gloria had said, "I've got to go down in a wheelchair. It's a hospital regulations. I'll meet you at the front door now, Jimmy, and I'll take the girls, and you drive the car around and meet us, you know." So she went down in the wheelchair, and there was no Jimmy. And she waited and she waited. She had a baby in each arm. She said to the nurse, "Here, take the babies and loan me a quarter." In those days, we had pay phones in the hospital. She took the quarter, went over, called Jimmy at home. He answered the phone. Said, "Gloria, where are you?" She said, "Where am I, you idiot? I'm at the hospital." Oh, he said, I'll be right there. And he forgot his own twin babies.
Was he a forgetful kind of person when he was on the set? Or was he good?
Not that I remember. He never forgot a line. I mean, he was professional. Oh, and if you forgot a line, he would remind you right there on the spot. "We have to get this done. This is absolutely the most important thing you can do." We all made sure we had it down cold. But that was great training. I mean, that's the way you should be. If you're going to do anything, you should be a professional. Ugh.
The Sleeping City, I don't know if that holds any memories for you or not.
Actually, that was my first movie, John. I was in it about 30 seconds. I went to New York for a month and a half. I met my husband there, as a matter of fact. And I came home and ended up on the cutting room floor. So I always say Woman in Hiding was my first role, and in truth, it really was. So that was my first movie. But it was fun.
Other people you worked with, did you work with Rock Hudson?
I did. He was in Bright Victory. When Arthur Kennedy was shot and lost his sight, Rock Hudson was driving the Jeep. That was one of his first parts. So he was just a kind of stand-in type, called a soldier. He had a tiny part in that.
What are your memories of him? He was obviously a very good-looking young man.
Oh, he was darling. And we used to make appearances together, and all the girls would just go absolutely bananas. He was just such a good-looking. He was such a sweetheart. He was shy, and he fell in love with Vera... No, not Vera Ellen. Yeah, maybe it was Vera Ellen. She was a dancer. And he was just absolutely thrilled with her. And then all of a sudden, she broke his heart and married someone else. And I got married myself, never saw him much again.
You never saw him again.
No. So he developed into whatever he developed into.